like I like using my body and I like movement and like, yeah, the way that you can use your body to express things. Cool. I think I like that. But that's the weird thing. I'm definitely not an adrenaline junkie. Like if I go on holiday or something and there's like a big cliff to jump off, I probably wouldn't do it.
Hello and welcome to Cunning Stunts with myself, David Holmes. Ever since I was a teenager, I've been performing as a stuntman on feature films. And for 10 years, I was the stunt double for Harry on the Harry Potter films. Whilst preparing a stunt for the final film in the series, I suffered a spinal injury that had the effect of paralysing me from the chest down and ending my career. However, in the decade since the accident, my love of stunts, the stunt performer community and movies has never wavered. So I'm starting this podcast to highlight and pay tribute to the amazing performers who make up the stunt community, giving you first-hand accounts of the work that goes into crafting some of the mind-blowing action scenes you've seen on films such as Star Wars, Mission Impossible, and The Avengers, while also revealing the grit, talent, and bravado of those that risk their lives in the name of entertainment. One quick note, the other voice you'll hear occasionally is Dan Radcliffe, one of my best friends and acting double on the Harry Potter films. He's been sitting in on some of these interviews. Right, welcome back, and today you're going to hear our interview with the lovely and amazingly talented Helen Bailey. Helen has been performing stunts since 2006. She tells us how she trained in gymnastics and martial arts for a young age, and even travelled to Japan to continue her martial arts studies, and how that eventually led her to becoming a stunt performer. Since then, Helen has gone to double many leading ladies and talks about feeling pressures of weight loss to be the best stunt double while maintaining a strong and healthy physique for the job. Here's our interview with Helen. Hope you enjoy. Brilliant. So thanks for joining us today. Thanks for coming over. Do you mind introducing yourself and how long you've been in the stunt industry for?
Helen Bailey. I've been a stunt woman since 2006.
Have you enjoyed your career so far?
Yeah, it's been amazing. Like, definitely some points I loved it more than others, but pretty much, yeah, it's amazing.
And as your career's progressed, then how was the first couple of years establishing yourself in the stunt industry? Because I remember we knew each other then.
Yeah, I feel like the first couple of years was kind of like a blur. Like, I just, everything was so fun, and I just, like, I loved it so much, but I was completely clueless. But you helped me so much.
Oh, the process of work, understanding how a set works and moves and stuff. Yeah. You can't really learn that until you're on there on the day, can you?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a good learning curve for all of us, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy.
What's your background? How did you get into stunts? How did you find yourself?
So I did gymnastics when I was young, and then I did martial arts.
Okay.
And I went to Japan to study martial arts there.
Wow.
Then when I came back to England, I was thinking, like, oh, like, what should I do? I was thinking maybe teach martial arts or something like that. And then I was just at a gym, and there was a stuntman there, Steen Young, you know Steen Young? And everyone was like, oh, he's a stuntman. And I was like, oh, wow, how did you do that? And he told me about training for the stunt register. So I was like, and he said all the stuff that you have to do. And it was like gymnastics, horse riding, which I did anyway, and like martial arts. And I was like, what? I already do all this stuff anyway. And then, and I used to watch Buffy too. You know, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah, cool.
And I thought, like, oh my God, I'd love to do that one day.
Oh, cool.
So it was like just this, like, just meeting him. I was like, wow, it feels like my destiny. And then I was training for the stunt register and I met you high diving.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. And then I'd finished training for the stunt register, and then they said, I think Greg phoned me, or did you phone me?
Yeah, Greg asked me if I knew anyone.
Yeah. Yeah, and said, like, oh, do you know any, like, smallish kind of girls that can do gymnastics? And then it was the day that I got on, then you called me. Greg called me, yeah.
Wow. So you really were, like, you were there at the beginning of Helen's Slayer.
We were diving together. Yeah. I was in my
speedos. Were you training for your diving thing as well?
I was in my speedos.
But you were in Harry Potter.
I was still working at the time. Yeah, yeah. I was training. It was Potter 3.
I don't know how you did that, like, work and train.
Yeah,
that was crazy.
It was pretty hard work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, training was really good fun, wasn't it?
It was so fun.
So what were your qualifications?
I did gymnastics, trampoline, high diving, swimming, horse riding, and martial arts.
Brilliant. And what was the... So martial arts and horse riding and gymnastics come very natural for you?
Yeah, and trampolining.
And trampolining. Yes. And I remember diving, you... No worries.
Yeah, because it's all kind of similar, isn't it?
Yeah.
Swimming was hard. But only because it's just... Yeah, it was. You just have to, like, commit that time to swimming because it's, like, all different muscles and...
It's not what you used to. Yeah, I found, yeah. Horse riding was the hardest one for me. Right. Because I'd spend my life as a gymnast working certain muscle groups and then put me on a horse and it's totally different muscles to squeeze and kick a horse on than what we would be used to.
So
gymnastics.
Suddenly you're feeling like, oh, I'm weak all of a sudden.
It was definitely my weakest discipline for sure. But it's the most fun to learn, though, because you're so out and you get dumped off a horse so many times.
Yeah, you're right, it does sound fun. and what was... you mentioned Buffy earlier on. Were there any other, like, film or TV points when you were growing up that you were like, yeah, I want to do that?
Mainly Buffy.
I love Buffy as a reference point. Buffy and Angel, cool.
So, I mean, you get to work with an array of talent, like we're discussing, but some of the stunt performers that you've got a good connection with, some people that you like working with?
Yeah.
List a few of them?
God, there's so many people
that
I don't
There's some of the girls
wanna...
that you've been inspired by.
Well, obviously, like Maxine, Kim McGarity, Joe McLaren. Like, when I got on, they were, like, the people I was like, wow. And then people... Are we talking about English people? Or
anybody, yeah.
Heidi Moneymaker.
Who's she?
You know, she's a Black Widow.
Oh, right, okay.
She's just amazing. And obviously, Buffy's stunt double. Sophia Crawford.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
She, did you like meet her and get to like geek out?
I haven't met her.
But you just know of her.
Yeah, just like watching them on YouTube and stuff.
Oh, cool. But that's really cool. Like, I love that, like, I don't think people would expect stunt people to get, like, and I hope they take this in a nice way, but, like, nerdy about stunts, like, which is a really cool thing that I don't think people, like, would think of.
Did you work on Wonder Woman?
No, I didn't.
Oh, that is perfect for you.
Yeah, I was working on the stuff, you know, Rogue One.
Yeah.
And then...
Were you doubling Felicity?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're great, amazing double for her, yeah.
She's so lovely.
Speaking of Rogue One, is it you that does the slam to the floor from the robot? She's running away right at the start of the film. Robot grabs her by the throat and slams her on the floor.
Maybe.
It's such a good gag. It's such a good gag. It looks really sharp.
I can't remember, but she did quite a lot of stuff herself.
Really?
That's cool.
Oh, that's cool. And she was capable? You were confident with her ability?
Yeah, she trained really hard. You know Liang?
Yeah.
She did the fights with him, like, pretty much every day. I was so jealous. Like, I
want to
be taught by him.
Yeah, he's a nuts. Liang, one of the best fighters in the world.
Oh, my God, he's amazing.
He, in the, not Rogue One, the other one, The Force Awakens, he does that fight
with the two Tompkins.
John Boyega. Can I just talk about some of the specifics of stunts? Because you've done a car knockdown, haven't you?
I've never done an over-the-top one.
Have you just been off the front?
Yeah.
How'd you find it?
Scary.
Yeah.
Because, so it was like one of the first things that I did. And because I always used to think, like, this is quite bad, but I just thought, like, I'm so good at this because I could do gymnastics and martial arts and stuff. And then, like, the more you get into it, you realize, oh my God, I'm so not good at this. Yeah. And, like,
I don't think anyone could be that good about being run over, though.
I just thought, oh, can't be that much difference to, like, doing a vault or something, doing a car knockdown. But then you realise, like, when you do gymnastics, like, you're set, you're ready, and then you're like, OK, and you choose when to go, and, like, the vault stays there, and all your run is, like, planned, everything's so planned. And then when you do the car knockdown, it's like the car's coming towards you, and it's like someone else says action, and you're wearing this, like, or like awkward clothes or with heels and just, like, the floor's slippery or whatever, and it's just not that easy.
Yeah.
Well, stunt girls really get a bad deal with the costumes, you know? Like, we can get away with elbow pads, knee pads.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're normally in high heel short skirts and a vest top.
And also, because all the actresses are so slim and, like, you don't want to look big, it's, like, that's a massive thing. So any pad that you put on, you're going to make yourself, like, that big.
Do you feel those pressures? Do you feel those pressures about appearance?
Oh my God, like, yeah, that was the main thing for me. That was, like, the hardest thing through the whole, like, my whole career. I've been to, like, that was my scariest thing, going to costume fitting, because I'm just like, I know they're going to tell me I'm big. Like,
The thing is, like, you want to wear pads as well.
Right.
You know, you go for a costume fitting, no pads, and then you put pads on, they're like, no, you can't get that.
can't get away with that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. It's a bit of a shame. But do you find you put them pressures on yourself? No one's ever said to you, you're too big to double that person.
No, they? I've been told that quite a few times. Yeah, I've lost quite a few jobs because of that. Yeah. And then it's like getting the balance right of being slim enough and still being strong enough to do your job.
Yeah.
And not like sometimes you, especially if you're on like a 6-month run and you have to like diet for the whole thing, you feel like you get so tired and weak and then you're just like, I can't even do my job properly now. Yeah. So then it's like, it's a weird balance.
Double-edged sword.
That is a really double-edged, nice. That's a really, really interesting thing I'd never thought of, but of course you, because I suppose there's to a degree, you know, well, when I was on Potter, I was trying to look like you rather than like Matt. I was trying
to look like... As soon as you got taller than me, I was like, right, I'm going to put some lifts in. You know what I mean? What's some of the best things about the job? What do you love about it?
Definitely the people and just, like, getting to do cool stuff. And, like, when you really feel like you can kind of feel like you are that character and, like, you're having a fight and, like, I don't know, just, like...
Getting fully immersed within the role that you're playing.
Yeah. I was thinking about that the other day, because, like, when kids, you know, generally speaking, when kids recreate scenes from films, they're not recreating the dialogue scenes, you know? Yeah. They're recreating, they're being you guys. Like, that is the moments that you feel like that character are probably the moments that... They're the moments we all want to feel.
Yeah,
that's
like
really cool.
If you're, like, you have to do a stunt when you're, like, running away from someone or something, and, like... I was like, oh, really try and pretend that you are running away from that person, and it makes it so much more fun.
Well, obviously, you've just had your daughter, Olympia, and, like, would you, you know, if she said to you one day, like, I want to be a stunt person, would you be cool with that?
Yeah, definitely. I would.
Has it made you, being a mum, and you're only a new mum, I've got to say, 5 weeks.
Yeah,
which you look amazing for.
Yeah.
But would you think it would make you evaluate the jobs that you pick now? So if I was going to ring you up for a 90-foot high fall, would you be happy to take it?
Yeah, like, from that, I would do that, but it's just the length of the job.
Oh, so now it's like, if you're going away for 6 months, then you wouldn't want to take it?
Yeah, unless, like, if I could take her with me, it would be different, but just the hours are so long, aren't they?
Yeah, they're too much.
Yeah. And, like, I think I'd like to spend more time with her.
So, going to list a few stunts off. Stairfall?
Yes.
Car knockdown? Yes.
Yeah.
Been set on fire?
I've been around fire. I've been in a blanket and, like, the blanket was on fire.
That counts.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that counts. That's fine. Been drowned?
Yes.
Yes. How were you drowned? Because it's an awful way, awful job to do normally.
Well, actually, I don't know if it's drowned, but, like, we did it all in stages. But I was being driven in a car and the car went off the road. And then, so I had to be in the car at the bottom of the, in the tank. And then, like, stay down there. And then the person next to me actually died. That was sad. Not in real life.
You said that so casually.
and then I was, like, looking around and then I, like, made my escape.
Oh, wow.
Does that count as drowning?
Yeah, that counts.
Totally.
Yeah,
you went into a car,
yeah,
into water, definitely.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Okay, done some high falls?
Only, like, 30 foot.
Yeah. I've seen you go off a Russian swing extremely well, so I know you can do that.
Yeah, that was that was amazing.
That was
that
the most
job.
Fun ever, wasn't
it? Was
it?
So fun. But that was my first job. I was like, yeah, this is stunts.
Do you feel that sense of competition that there's a younger one?
Always
someone
so
younger
much
and better.
On myself.
Yeah, and you do that to yourself. You put that pressure on yourself.
It's probably the same with the weight thing too. But you know, when you just want to be the best that you can be,
yeah.
I guess, like,
that's an amazing quality to have. And I'm guessing that's one of the qualities that make you a stuntwoman. You know, that sent you along this path. You know, when you was training gymnastics, you wanted to be the best gymnast.
Yeah.
When you was training martial arts, you know, and I don't think if you'd have done all those exercises fleeting as a child, you probably wouldn't be into it as an adult.
Yeah, that's so true.
You know, you've got to commit to be the best, you know.
Yeah.
Do you, have you ever been, like, scared before a stunt? Or have you ever, you know, had
all
to...
All the time.
That's lovely to hear.
But you
Thank
smile
you.
When you're scared. Because I've seen you nervous and you're just, like, beaming, like, yeah, I'm not nervous, it's fine. Yeah.
No, so scared. And also scared that you're going to get it wrong because you'll get shouted at and just, like...
if you could define it, which one do you think, which of those fears do you think you think about more, the getting it wrong, being shouted at, or the something going wrong?
I think, like, before, when I first started, it was definitely all I could think about was, like, just do the job and, like, do it your best. Doesn't matter if you get hurt, just don't get shouted at. And then the more times I got hurt, then the more later on I'd be thinking, like, oh, God, I don't want to get hurt. But also thinking, like, I don't want to get shouted at, but that the kind of levels changed to it.
Right.
Yeah, so when you've taken a whack, you're on the floor. Right, Helen, can we go again?
Yeah.
What's your thought process? You know, you're winded or you're hurt. You're like, do you always go, OK, I'm going to go again?
Yeah, yeah, always. Like, I would never have a thought. Because I'm like, I can't say no. I'm really bad at saying no, so I think that wouldn't even come into my head. To
lend me £1 million, would you?
I wish. What,
when do you?
I can say no.
When do you let it show? Like, because obviously you can't show it on the set. You don't may or may not want to show it to this coordinator. Like, when do you go? Like, is it to another stunt guy or is it to a friend on set? Or when do you go? Like, actually, that really hurt.
Oh, I don't know.
I've never seen you show it, ever.
Yeah.
I've seen you go into the water bad at diving and got up fine. And I also saw you go off that Russian swing and twist your knee a little bit.
Oh, remember yeah, when
you bowled
that.
Over, yeah.
And I was doing that one.
Yeah, you sort of scorpioned.
Yeah.
And I was like, that really hurt.
Yeah,
yeah, she
that
didn't
did.
Show it. You did not show it. You went straight back on the swing and went the
But I
again.
Think, like, if you show it, then it, if you like, show it to yourself in a way, it kind of makes it worse.
Right.
So, like, that's why I hate it. If you hurt yourself and people are like, are you all right? Like, I hate that. Because then you're just like...
It's always better if you've taken a spank, you walk off the stage with one another stunt boy or the stunt girls and say, no, I've actually hurt myself.
Yeah.
You know?
But if you have to do it again, then just, like, don't even...
Like, deny the reality of it. Even to... OK, that's interesting.
Yeah. What's been your difference of experience with working on film and then some TV stuff?
I think film, you get more rehearsals, I think. I feel like if you do television, it's, like, a really good way to learn stunts because, like, every time you go to work, pretty much you do a stunt.
Right.
And then when you do a film, yeah, you get... You kind of perfect it, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, OK.
That's a good... I feel like, yeah. And there must be... Yeah, just the pace at which TV goes means you have to be so on it and you're never really... There are less of those waiting around times, I imagine, as well.
Yeah, definitely.
What about, like, what do you think it is that... Because, you know, the thing that we keep coming back to is that, you know, this is... It's a genuinely dangerous job and things do happen and, you know, what about it do you think, you know, when you have hurt yourself that you're just like, nothing could tear you away from it still. Like, even, like, what is it about it that you think, like, you're just drawn to? Is it, like, are you... Would you describe yourself as an adrenaline junkie? Is that...
No.
That's interesting.
Definitely not. Like, I just always, like, I like using my body and I like movement and, like, yeah, the way that you can use your body to express things.
Cool.
I think I like that. But that's the weird thing. I'm definitely not an adrenaline junkie. Like, if I go on holiday or something, and there's, like, a big cliff to jump off, I probably wouldn't do it.
It's funny, because I've never seen fear in you, ever once. Not once. I've never seen you look nervous.
Well, I think at work it's different, because someone's being like, do this or do that, so I'm like, oh, OK, it must be all right to do it.
Yeah.
But if I'm just on my own, like, and I would see, like, if I saw a cliff and I was like, oh, maybe I could jump off that, but I wouldn't know if I could or not.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
If someone was like, do it, then I probably
like, oh, well,
would.
Someone's
so,
checked.
So it's like being enabled by someone. It's like someone's giving me all the authority to do it, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just need someone to give you permission. Yeah, that's funny. And do you think there is any, like, common theme that sort of links all the stunt people that you know? And you know, is there one thing that sort of sets them apart as a group from, like, the other people on set?
I don't know. There must be, because we all get on really well, don't we?
Yeah. It's all of our personalities, I think. I think we all have to recognise it does take a certain type of person.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Everyone is a bit different.
Yeah, but also a little bit unhinged as well.
Yeah.
We're all a little bit. Yeah, we've all got the crazy streak in our eye. I mean, some of the locations you've been to, where have you loved?
Iceland.
Really?
Yeah, I love Iceland.
What was that on?
I did Prometheus there and a bit of it, and Thor 2.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, I love it there.
Okay, a film that you watched that you've been a part of that you've been really proud of?
Probably Rogue One.
Yeah.
Just because it's like Star Wars, and I'm just like, well, I never in my life thought that I'd be able to do a Star Wars movie.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Good. What else your future plans for your career? Where would you like to take it? Would you like to go to coordinator or second unit director? Or?
Well, before I would have said, like, definitely not. But then I was like, but I don't know, I just love the industry so much. Like, maybe, no, I can't even say it.
You got aspirations, push for them. Mate.
No, but I really, that's the thing. Like,
you just want to perform.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. Like, I know if you want something, I know how to get it and how determined you have to be. Mm. And I know, I just don't feel it. What? That's the thing. That's
yeah. Wonderfully honest answer. That's exactly what you want. Can you give me a few little injuries you picked up on the way?
I can, but I've hardly got
that
any.
Come on, you've twisted ankles.
I just
busted
like,
knees.
This, you know where these bones meet like that?
Yeah, your trapezial.
Yeah, and it like popped out like
that. You popped your clavicle out.
Yes. Yeah. And then, so I always
had just little
this,
stuff,
like,
you know?
Yeah, I always had this like weird bump there. And I was like, oh, it looks so uneven. But then the next year I did it on this one too. So I was like, oh, amazing.
Dress is fit well now.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
That's great.
So that was good. And then I really hit my knee and it just like swelled up so crazy big. And that's about it, really.
Touch of wood.
Good.
Touch
yeah,
off.
Absolutely. Yeah. That was good. We like that.
So congratulations on being a mum.
Oh, thank you.
I'm so made up for you. And
you.
I just want to say good luck with the career and the
thank
next
so
year.
Much.
And keep it going. You're smashing it. And what would you say to any young stumps, girls or young women that are planning to get on the register or training for it?
I would just say, like, train hard and, yeah, just that really. Like, have fun. It's an amazing job.
Awesome.
Thank you
so
much.
That was awesome. Yeah, that was really just brilliant.
Okay, thanks again to Helen for joining us. We hope you enjoyed this episode on Cunning Stunts. We'll have another one for you next week. Until then, take care. Ripple Production podcast series produced by myself, David Holmes, and Amy Stairs. Sound recording, editor, and music by Joe Lamb. To find out more about us, please visit our website, www.rippleproductions.co.uk, or follow us on Facebook and Instagram.